No one knows who killed freelance journalist Stephen Vincent or why. He was the first American journalist to be murdered in the Iraq War. On Tuesday, his body was found on a street in Basra with multiple gunshot wounds. Vincent's translator, an Iraqi woman, was also shot, but she survived and is in serious condition at the hospital. Witnesses say the two were changing money on a busy street in the early evening when they were abducted by armed men driving a police car. If that's true, it would confirm what Stephen Vincent had warned the world about just days before. In a Sunday New York Times op-ed, he wrote that Basra's police force had been infiltrated by Shiite militants who were carrying out assassinations. Here's what he wrote about an interview he did with a police official.
He told me that there is even a sort of death car, a white Toyota Mark II that glides through the city streets, carrying off-duty police officers in the pay of extremist religious groups to their next assignment.
The speculation is that after that New York Times piece, it was probably not that hard to find him once people started looking for him.
That's Stephen Vincent's editor, Mitchell Muncy. Muncy is the editor-in-chief of Spence Publishing. It had published Vincent's first book, In the Red Zone, A Journey into the Soul of Iraq.
I admired Stephen very much. I thought he was very courageous and a man of great integrity. And I'm absolutely stunned at this. But I think Steve was just a fearless guy who was determined to get at the truth. And we never thought this would happen.
Vincent was in Basra researching his second book, A History of the City. He had been there about 3 months and was planning to leave in the next 2 weeks. When he wasn't writing articles for The Times, the Christian Science Monitor, or the National Review, Vincent would post his observations about Basra on his blog.
Crooked politicians, parasitical religious parties, and criminal gangs, creating a business climate that combines the accountability of Tammany Hall with the law and order of 1920s Chicago.
I'd been in Iraq for nearly a year. I'd gone down to Basra from Baghdad, and then I was kidnapped.
British journalist James Brandon says he felt a shiver of recognition when he heard about Stephen Vincent's abduction. The same thing happened to him.
About a year ago, I was in my hotel room at night, and there was a knock on my door. It was around 11 o'clock, and I opened it. About four or five people there, half of them dressed as policemen with guns, and they kind of burst into the room, started beating me up. And then I was kind of dragged out, bundled into a police car, and driven off into the night. I was kind of held hostage for about less than a day, and then fortunately released. And it sounds like Stephen Vincent went through a very similar thing, only they decided instead of releasing him to actually shoot him.
Brandon says the police who abducted him were loyal to Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, who ordered them to let Brandon go because he didn't want the negative press of killing a reporter. James Brandon says the British troops assigned to protect Basra are not doing their job.
Police cars full of militia guys with rocket launchers, and you go to the main militia headquarters and you see police cars there and policemen coming and going quite happily. It was clearly they were kind of one and the same. This is really a problem in Basra which hasn't really been reported on. In fact, Stephen Vincent had reported on it. He was probably the only person to do so. And it points to really a massive failure by the British administration in that area to really set up any kind of sensible civil government. They're just content there to sit in their bases and pretty much let the Iraqis do whatever they want. And one result of this is that Basra has basically become a city run by criminal gangs and these strange militias funded by Iran, very kind of hardline, very extremist and anti-Western.
And this was supposedly the safest place to be in Iraq.
Yeah, it is. One reason is people don't really go there, so no one, in a sense, gets kidnapped or shot there usually because there's no one there to be kidnapped or shot. And so this whole, it's like a strange parallel system with the British government on one hand, which is completely powerless, and on the other side, this kind of criminal private army, which essentially runs huge stretches of the country. And if one good thing does come from Stephen Vincent's death, is that people will start paying attention to this problem. The fact is, this part of Iraq has gone completely insane in this respect, and hopefully someone will now do something about it.
I felt I was living in a Graham Greene novel, this about a U.S. soldier, call it the naive American, who finds what works so well in PowerPoint presentations has unpredictable results when applied to realities of Iraq? Or is that the story of our whole attempt to liberate this nation?
The words of journalist Stephen Vincent from his last posting before he was killed in Basra.